How often we give ourselves away. But that ought to be something that abides, that remains, that stands. I don't belong to myself. I'm His. His forever, only His, whom the Lord and me shall part. Ah, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. I'm yours. And so tonight He offers Himself. And there are two institutions that the Lord has given us. The one is baptism, and this, and the one we are partaking or participating in tonight. In baptism, in effect, we are giving ourselves to Him. The past has been buried. Gone, gone, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. I've been raised to newness of life. Henceforth, I purpose to live unto His praise, unto His glory, to do His will. And in communion, Jesus offers Himself. In John 15, the 9th verse, the Lord Jesus said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love," or remain in my love. How did the Father love the Son? By bestowing Himself fully upon Him, that it could be said in Jesus, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And He could testify and say, "The works that I do, I don't do these works of myself. It's the Father in me. The words that I speak, I don't speak of myself. It's the Father within me who speaks." And Jesus says that same love comes down to us. He loves us as the Father loved Him, and Jesus wants to bestow Himself upon us. He is our portion, our eternal portion. He is the portion of our cup. Oh, Jesus, I desire more of You. And tonight He desires. You have that in Luke. He said, "With desire have I desired to keep this Passover with you before I suffer." He has desire. And through this communion service, this service that He instituted, He offers me Himself. Oh, Jesus, more of You. That ought to be our desire. More of You. More of Your love. More of Your wisdom. Are we going to need that, you workers? Yes. You counselors? Oh, Lord, give me Your wisdom. Give me Your wisdom that I might know how to deal with each child that is under my care. Do I need wisdom? Do I need love? And not, it's His wisdom. It's His love. And He wants to impart that to us. And so we ought to be specific tonight as we approach this communion service. Maybe you need strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Oh, Jesus, pour Your strength into us that we might minister in the name of the Lord and in His strength. Hallelujah, in His power. So let us also recognize that it's His table. It's His table. He invites us to come and partake. He officiates. He stands before you. And He invites you to partake. And as we partake, it becomes a personal matter. I testify to that fact that Jesus paid it all for me and offers Himself fully to me. And so let us take tonight as He offers. Take. This is my body broken for you. Take this blood, yes. This cup, this cup, the New Testament in my blood. So deal with the Lord personally and claim what you are needing. It's all in Him. And he wants us to partake in faith. More of Jesus. More of himself. That others might see Jesus in us. His image reflected in us. His attributes or virtues, as we read in Peter, that we might show forth Christ. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you that in your love, as the Father loved you and as you have loved us, you have instituted this communion service, that you might bestow yourself upon us. And so we take, Lord, we take more of yourself, that you may be glorified, and that we might be enabled to fulfill in the ministry that you've given to us. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me and paid the price of all my sin at Calvary. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. No merit of my own, his anger is suppressed. My only hope is found in Jesus Christ's righteousness. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. And now for me he stands.
His grace has planted